This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have in recent visits gone over the book of Joel in the Old Testament to find out what he said and try to interpret it. It seems clear that Joel was addressing conditions in his own day, building his case on the devastation caused by locust swarms that swept across the land. He also obviously proclaimed some things that were relevant to the first century, since Peter declared that some of what was happening on the day of Pentecost was a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. But it is clear that some of what Joel predicted was for the final day of the Lord, which is still in our future. Chapter 3 describes a time of worldwide war and destruction. In the light of this, he says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." The book describes bad things that have happened. It predicts times are going to get even worse, and it calls for action. What are we going to do about the warning? Joel calls for sounding the alarm. Then he amplifies the alarm and encourages a response to the alarm. This message was relevant during his day, during the first century, and for our day. We are living in a world that even non-believers worry about. There is fear that is gripping multitudes, yet the church is merely sailing the seas at half-mast. We are in a state of lethargy, compromise, and indifference. When will we wake up? When will we begin to seek God with all our hearts in genuine repentance? When will we encourage and equip ourselves and each other to reach our world with the good news? The time to act is now, and I trust you will respond positively to this call.